We're holding in the story with the Alter Rebbe, went to this meeting with all the other Talmidim of the Maggid, and one of the things they mentioned to the Alter Rebbe is that they were against his approach to spreading Chassidus. And they said, you know, the way we're doing it, that was the way of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, and we all have to do the same thing, we have to be unified. And this way we could protect ourselves against the Misnagdim. And the Alter Rebbe told them that our master, the Maggid, clearly told me that especially in Lita, where the entire approach of the tremendous Talmidei Chachamim there is based on understanding, Chassidus Chabad, explaining even the highest Chassidus, the highest concepts of Chassidus, in a way that a person could understand them, it's only Chassidus Chabad, that approach, that will attract the Misnagdim to Chassidus. Once the Talmidei Chachamim become Chassidim, they will be able to explain these concepts to others, and then the whole community will just follow along on the same path. This is why I have to try to attract the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, because they were upset at the Alter Rebbe. It looks like you're only caring about the great Talmidei Chachamim. The Alter Rebbe then reported on the tremendous accomplishments that had been made over the last year, mentioning the number of Talmidei Chachamim and other Yidden who openly or secretly became Chassidim. And this, he explained, was slowly but surely changing the attitude of the Misnagdim in many cities. Still, they were unable to resolve their differences that they had. So they decided to write to their Rebbe, who was like the main Talmud of the Maggid that everyone looked up to, Rebbe Menachem Mendel Haradoker, in Eretz Yisrael. They said, we're going to write to him for guidance. Sadly, however, even after receiving from Rebbe Menachem Mendel Haradoker the response that the Alter Rebbe's approach was correct, this didn't really fix the problem, and they still had this debate between them. And because they didn't want to accept the Alter Rebbe's way of teaching, because they were all in Poland and Hungary, they didn't understand that this is how it must be done in Russia and Lita. So they felt that something in his approach must not have been correct. Because they suffered so much from the Misnagdim, they didn't want to accept the fact that the reason the opposition to Chassidus was so much greater in Lita was Dafke because the Alter Rebbe was so successful over there. So after seeing that they couldn't come to an agreement, the Alter Rebbe, so we said for 5 years, the Alter Rebbe agreed after the Maggid's Histalkus that he would be the coordinator of everything. So after they couldn't figure it out, the Alter Rebbe turned down the request to continue doing it. Now when the Alter Rebbe returned to Lyozhne for Pesach, he saw, remember, because when he left, he put his brother in charge of the yeshiva, and he saw that the chedarim, all his directions were being followed. And in addition to the many new students who came there to learn, his own students themselves, before he started traveling around collecting students, they themselves also grew tremendous amounts through the learning program that he set up for them. For the next 2 years, the Alter Rebbe traveled constantly to cities all over the place, attracting the greatest Talmidei Chachamim to Chassidus. After each trip, he would return to Lyozhne for a short time to teach his Talmidim and instruct them what to learn while he wasn't there. Now, many of the young men who came to the Chedarim were originally the best and the brightest of the Misnagdim. And when they completed their studies in Lyozhne, they would go back to their cities or the surrounding cities. And depending on the situation, they would either repeat the teachings of the Alter Rebbe openly and say, this is what the Maggid of Lyozhne taught. Or, if necessary, they would do it secretly, meaning they would say a Dvar Torah, which was really the Alter Rebbe's drasha, Chassidus, but they wouldn't say it was Chassidus. They would just say, listen to this Geshmak Evart. And they would say it, and everyone goes, wow, that's beautiful. Because in certain cities, if you say, this is what Chassidus says, guess what happens? They start throwing rocks at you. And whichever way they did it, the Alter Rebbe's students influenced hundreds of more Talmidei Chachamim to become Hasidim, and some of whom went to Lyozhna to learn. This continued for 5 years. And during that time, one of the Alter Rebbe students created quite an uproar in the town of Shklov. We said this story in short by the Pinchas Rezis, but now we're going to say it more in length. He was giving a pilpul, and he repeated the following teaching. The Mishneh in Masechta Shabbos says that an animal which regularly has a bell, a share, on its collar. I'm sorry, the collar is a share. May wear the collar on Shabbos. Even if when the animal's walking, it's going to, because the bell's there, it's going to create like a noise. So using the Alter Rebbe's interpretation, this chassid explained that the animal spoken about in the Mishnah refers to malachim, which go higher through singing. This teaching of the Alter Rebbe infuriated the Misnagdim, and it said, see, chassidim are trying to change the meaning of the Torah. So in order to show the truth of his interpretation, the Alter Rebbe himself passed through Shklov shortly afterwards. Although most of the Chachamim there were against his Hasidic teachings and were outraged that he could ever teach a Mishnah this way, but at the end of the day, they all knew he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham because he came there previously a few times. And as always, whenever he visited Shklov, they came to him with their most difficult questions. And to their great surprise and dismay, this time he didn't even try to answer a single one of their questions. But, not wanting to miss an opportunity to hear the Alter Rebbe's brilliant explanations, they invited him, could you at least give a drasha in the main base medrash in Shklov? And after the drasha, they hoped he would answer all their questions. And of course, once they're asking all their questions, they're going to ask him, how dare you teach a Mishnah this way and change the meaning of the Mishnah? Now, knowing that they were hoping to receive answers to their personal questions, the Alter Rebbe accepted the invitation to give a drasha and said that in addition to giving the drasha, he's going to also respond to every one of their questions. And the news spread like wildfire across the city. Every Talmud Chacham and even non-Talmud Chachamim showed up. They wanted to see how in one drasha, the Alter Rebbe would be able to answer the hundreds of questions that would be asked. And when the Alter Rebbe arrived, the Beis Medrash was packed. And he walked up to the Bima and he called out, you want me to give a shir to answer all your questions? Instead, I will sing a niggun. As the Mishnah and Shabbos says clearly, that even malachim are elevated, they get uplifted through nigunim. And with that, the Alter Rebbe began singing a dveikus niggun. A dveikus niggun means like a slow niggun meant to like go deep inside of you, you should really feel it. And swept away by the niggun, there was like a very big calm entered the hearts of all the people who were listening, and they forgot where they were, and each one just went deep into their thoughts. And by the time the Alter Rebbe finished his niggun, every single question that anyone had was taken care of with such clarity that the questions no longer existed. In addition, after this experience, they never again claimed that the way he interpreted the Mishnayos was against the Torah. Now, this experience proved to them that there was an additional type of learning, a higher level of learning than just the simple meaning of the Torah. After this meeting with the Alter Rebbe, many of those there became his Talmidim and Chassidim. The most famous of all those who became his Chassid at this time was Rabbi Yosef Kolbe. he had four extremely hard questions. And for him, if it was extremely hard, that means for us, we wouldn't even understand the question he asked because he was on such a high level of learning. And all these four questions were answered, and later on, he would call this niggin, this dveikus niggin, the matan Torah niggin. And we're going to see later, the Alter Rebbe himself explained that negina, the art of singing negunim, plays a very important role in how a chassid develops, how a chassid turns out. Especially when it comes to the tunes that you use for tefillah and when you're singing a niggun to get inspiration. And we will continue next time.